I used to be a chef, you know.
Yeah.
And actually, I worked in the Tower Restaurant.
Did you really?
When it was the Tower
I'm sitting in the kitchen right now.
Yeah. I had a few experiences in there.
But tell me, how long were you in the Tower for?
Actually, I was only in the Tower for about 6 months.
Do you enjoy working up here?
Oh, it was a fantastic experience. It was like, I mean, I was going to ring you up and say you should do some true tales of the Tower, yeah?
Now, tell me, how big was the kitchen, Paul? Because I can't imagine. I never saw the kitchen.
The kitchen was like was underneath the platform.
Ah, so that was in the engineering department now.
No, sorry. As you came out the kitchen, you came onto the platform, the viewing platform. So there was a reception area and then you came out onto the viewing platform. And so on that level was the kitchen. So we used to send the food down to the restaurant.
Ah, right.
There was two dummy waiters there and the food went down in the lifts, yeah.
Did you enjoy working here?
Oh, it was absolutely out of this world. Yeah. It was the top class. It was the best.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Best restaurant in England, I think, at the time.
I came here once.
Uh-huh. You know, we obviously, as a kitchen, I was only a commis chef at that. It was in the early 70s. I was there.
I think it was very sad, Paul, when they closed this place down.
As a restaurant?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was a fantastic venue. Well, you know, what a venue, you know.
You used to come out the toilet and think, hang on, where's my table gone? Because it moved.
No, the phenomenon was when you'd have, like, lettuce in the sink washing and the water level had moved from one side of the sink to the other about 5 or 6 inches, you know.
That's exactly what it does. Seven inches it sways.
Yeah. It's we were fooling around one night in the kitchen when it was quiet, and one of the sous chef, he got a bit. There was an order for a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
So his mise en place, he had all his mise en place. So I just simply asked him, could I have some of his crushed garlic for the toast?
Right.
So he gave me the go ahead, but I put my fingers in the crushed garlic and it dripped across his mise en place, and so he went he saw red and he wanted to throttle me.
Oh, right.
So he chased me down the kitchen. He was serious.
Yeah. Oh, I know what they're like.
but this was Peter's name was. He ended up being the executive chef in one of the big hotels there. Yeah, I worked with
Paul. Got to ask you, have you got any photos?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, Paul, photos of you up here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
In the view at the time, you know, we used to view from up there. It's just phenomenal.
I never ever take it for granted. Ever. I love it. Looking now out towards the live of birds. Yeah. I just love it.
Everybody. I think, you know, one of the major tourist attractions that should be everybody who visits Liverpool. Because, like, I've worked away a lot, and actually, I've never really spoke about my experiences. In the Tower restaurant, just that we've just been obviously being based there now, and I was picking up on a few of the things. Because since I come back from India, I've been tuning into Radio City. I enjoy your show. I think it's a cracking show, Pete. Yeah.
Well, listen, Paul. After pantomime's finished in New Year, would you like to come up one night and have a little look round?
Oh, that's a great invitation. Yeah, that'd be nice, that, Pete.
All right, let me get pantomime out of the way and then you come up as our guest and show us where the kitchen were and we'll take you on a little tour and we'll take a couple of pictures, which will be nice.
Oh, that'll be great, though, yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much.